Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey, so drink up. You can tweet us pictures of whatever it is that you're sipping on this morning. We'll give you a shout-out at TBM929, at RandyMac81 on Twitter. Just send us a picture of whatever it is. We'll say your name on the radio. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a minute. We'll get to a what-if in about 25 minutes. And Sports Jeopardy coming up in the noon hour, as always, at 1240. We can use your Sports Jeopardy questions. Send them to Wendy at Wendy Radio on Twitter or on Instagram. Direct message with the answer. Don't be a creep. Same rules as always. And Wendy made a great point in the break, Randy. We were talking about this weekend. I know yesterday we had a little bit of fun with some of the artists that are performing this weekend and the fact that you and I maybe don't know who all of them are.
Right.
Be careful out there. If you are one of those who's going to go out and about this weekend and, you know, you're going to go hang out with what was the guy's name? Pooh Shiesty? You're going to go hang out with Pooh Shiesty or
the Babies?
Da Baby or Lil Baby or Lil Durk or Moneybag Yo or any of the folks that are going to be out there. Keep your head on the swivel, man.
It's rough out in them streets.
It's going to be rough. Yeah, there's going to be people out there trying to get yours.
Yeah, man. We talked about it. You know, it is what it is. I saw my partner a couple of pictures that he in town. Y'all just be careful out there, you know. Just be careful. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all have fun out there. Just be careful. That's all I'm going to say. Because it's going to be a crazy weekend. And to all the visitors, welcome.
Welcome.
Be safe. Welcome. Be safe. But yes, yeah, it's going down. And Wendy over here talking. I'm not going below Spaghetti Junction.
Nope.
Or Indian Trail. I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here, dude. And I mean, it's going to be a great Friday because, like I said, the weather and Brewery Randy's going to be out and about. Little man got a sleepover at his buddy's house, dog. So
yeah.
You know it, man. It's going to go down, man.
That sounds awesome. That's good, solid, wholesome dad weekend behavior. That sounds like a really good time.
I mean, those are the fun weekends that I live for, dude. That's the, you know, it's like no locking the dough new time around here.
It's what time?
No locking the dough new time when the boy
that's
gone.
Just making sure that's what I thought you said.
Yeah, sure.
Good for you, man. That sounds like fun. Sounds like it's going to be really good for you.
Hell,
I think I'm going to get a haircut tomorrow.
Why?
Ashley's mom is coming to town.
Oh, she's coming. Miss Jay's coming.
Yeah, the in-laws are coming to town, and she is currently our family barber. So haven't gotten a haircut since Thanksgiving. So looking forward to not looking like this anymore. I've gotten two haircuts, Randy, two, since the pandemic started. Two of them. Go on.
Are you comfortable? I like Julia. She's the best. Are you comfortable letting her cut your hair?
It's my only option, Randy.
Go to the damn barbershop.
No, we're not doing that. It's off the table. That's not an option currently.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we can get into why if you want, or we don't have to. I don't need to get in trouble. That's my option. And she does a fine job. It's hard to mess it up.
And what do you think? I love me some Wendy. Wendy want to hang out with us. I'm like, why you want to hang out with me? Because I'm not as fun on a date with my wife as I am by myself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got to be reserved. I can't drink as much when I'm with her. When I'm by myself, we ain't no hoes bar. But then I get, you know, Eric fellas, you know when you drinking with your lady. Another one? Yeah, another one.
Yeah, no, or even just the look. You get a look. It's like, oh,
you
man,
got another one?
And then you're going to do it anyway, but you're not going to enjoy it quite as much. Yeah, I'm with you. Anyway, it's a happy hour Friday brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Drink up. Send us pictures of what you're drinking. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now. Let's go.
NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep warm. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision Furnace Tune-Up. Another way they make you smile. And we were talking about it a bit in the first segment of the show, Randy, which is this time of year is just fun. It's fun for NFL fans because there's so much to speculate about. Hopefully, the Falcons are going to give themselves some room to have a little bit more fun over the next couple weeks by freeing up some cap space. But the fun is no one really knows what's going to happen. You don't really, on any given year. Any given year, there's going to be random cuts that you didn't see coming. There's going to be teams that get involved in free agent discussions that you didn't see being involved. There's going to be maybe a trade that you didn't see coming. But next week sounds like it's going to be even crazier than we've seen before, which again, you know, from an outsider's perspective, just as an NFL fan, I can't wait to see what that actually looks like. Next week seems like it's going to be a lot of fun for football fans.
It's going to be a situation that we have not seen because of the fact is that you're going to, I mean, cuts in the offseason are not rare. And sometimes sure. Names, big names are cut. I mean, it's just the fact of the volume that it's going to happen because of the fact that the salary cap that has not been set is going to be lower, and you just don't know where it is. So you got to make these precautions to do it. And when I look at, you know, as from experience, you know, there's not, as a player, they nothing better than going into this time of year knowing you straight. Knowing that roster bonus is going to come, yeah.
Next week's not going to be fun if you're worried that you might get cut.
Yeah, but if you know, you got like, okay, I'm going about my business. You know, you talk to your agent before the league year and all that, and you get, it's like, okay, it's a possibility they're going to ask you to restructure so they can get some more. Cool, let me just get all this up front. So, but for some players that don't know, and I think this is a situation where on a regular time you would be like, yeah, I'm straight. You're at a point now that you don't know.
Yeah, you're not sure. Maybe 50-50.
You're just not sure.
The other thing that's really unfortunate about it, too, is – for some guys, I would guess going to free agency is awesome. Like to actually get to free agency at a certain point in your career, knowing that you're one of the best two or three guys. Like I would have to think that for you, maybe 5 years into your career, going into free agency was pretty good because you had a lot of teams that were interested in you and you were able to go to the highest bidder. It sucks that this year is the way that it is because like for Shaq Barrett, for instance, like he's probably still going to be able to get pretty much what the deal would have been if it was a normal year, but it isn't a normal year, so he might not. Like, it's his first opportunity to really cash in, and because of what the salary cap situation is going to be, he might not be able to get what he would have gotten 2 or 3 years ago.
And the thing about it is, Andy, is that that's the thing about it. When we were talking, you remember we talked yesterday, we were talking about the teams who have most of the cap space. Mm-hmm. The only really, I mean, you can go to New England. But they ain't going to pay you like you want to be paid. You can go to the Colts, who I think Justin Houston's a free agent, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. That's a spot for him. But other than that, if you want to get the max value, Jacksonville or the Jets.
Exactly.
That's the place where you can cash in, like top of the market cash in. But these other teams, you just can't cash in the way that you want to.
Speaking of pass rushers, that's a conversation we've had with every guest that's been on the show this week. We'll get to Adam Kaplan in just a minute, but Daniel Jeremiah was on the show on Wednesday, NFL Network draft analyst. Really good conversation with him. If you missed it, available on 929thegame.com, the Andy and Randy page. Here he is talking about D linemen that may be available in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's an intriguing edge group when you start talking about that third round range. Some guys are interesting. I think this kid Peyton Turner from Houston is starting to get a little bit of buzz. He's big, man. He's 6'5 and change, 270 pounds. Had a really good Senior Bowl week. Patrick Johnson, what's his name here? Now the name's going to escape me here. Patrick Jones, thank you. Patrick Jones from Pitt was somebody I was really high on going into the Senior Bowl. Didn't have a great week down there. I dropped him out of my top 50. He's probably going to factor into the third round range, but another guy who's 6'4 and a half, 265 pounds who can rush. So there's going to be intriguing options in the mid rounds. I would throw Quincy Roche from Miami in that group as well.
Who do you think Daniel Jeremiah thanked when he remembered what Patrick Jones
Neither one of us told him the name. Neither one of us said it either. I was so curious.
Is there someone in the background helping him, or did he thank himself?
I'm sure DJ got an assistant or something.
I think he thanked himself.
This year. I mean, every year you need to hit on all your draft picks, but you got to hit on these draft picks this year in the most difficult time to evaluate these draft picks.
Because
you don't get the combine,
that's true.
Some opt-outs, things like that. So, I mean, this is a critical time for your scouting department and all these things because of you can't really be that much – you can't really be hands-on as you would be at a combine with these guys. So, I mean, you got to hit with – I mean, this is going to be the craziest draft free agency that we've ever seen, rightfully so, because of the times that we ain't never seen before.
Yeah, well, it is funny because if you remember, it was less than a year ago – we were having a similar conversation about last year's draft because last year's draft took place early in the pandemic and they weren't able to interview these guys. Yep. So a lot of it was, is going to be the craziest draft ever because they're just going to have to rely on tape and rely on the combine, which in some ways is probably good. You know, like don't talk yourself out of a guy because he didn't answer your question right. You saw him play football and he was unbelievable. Or maybe you get yourself in a bad situation because, you know, seeing someone eye to eye and interviewing them is a way to know if they're going to fit into your locker room or whatever. This one's different because it's less tape too, because not only is there going to be a different type of combine, some of these guys didn't even play last year. A lot of these guys missed games last year, had weird schedules. Like this last year was weird. Last year's draft was weird just because you couldn't interview them and it was new. And this one is definitely going to be more unusual. And to me, I don't know, maybe that's an argument for trading back and getting more picks. The more picks you have, the more likely it is that you'll hit on some of these guys, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
If you have a 50% hit rate on draft picks, if you have 15 draft picks versus 8 draft picks, you have a higher chance of getting those guys right. So maybe you trade back.
That makes so much sense, don't it?
Doesn't it? If you're going to hit on 50% of them, draft 15 guys, and then 7 of them will be good instead of 8 guys, and then only 4 of them will be good.
Then you got
3 guys. Anyway, what can they do in free agency? Can the Falcons do anything to address their pass rush situation in free agency? Here's Adam Kaplan on that.
The kind of guys who would fit, who are not going to cost a ton of money. Tyus Bowser is terrific. He's a very underrated outside pass rusher for the Ravens. He's an unrestricted free agent at a University of Houston who's had some really good productivity as a sub-package rusher. He's a young guy. He would be perfect for this scheme. This is the kind of guy they should be looking at. Leonard Floyd of the Rams, the former first-round pick of the Bears. He revived his career with the Rams. He's available. Marcus Golden, before he tore his ACL 3 years ago, was a really terrific player.
He was
an original Cardinal, went to the Giants, didn't work out, went back to the Cardinals. He's available. But a guy I absolutely love would be Tyus Bowser, who should have plenty of interest because the Ravens are focusing on Matthew Judon, who's probably the top outside pass rusher available in free agency. He's a stand-up outside linebacker for the Ravens. Now, though the Ravens scheme is a little bit different, but there's certainly some similarities to what Dean Pease is going to run. Dean knows that scheme because he was there, but Dean has his own version of it. These outside pass rushers are very hard to find. Shaq Barrett is going to cost a lot of money. I don't see that. Mm-hmm. Because assuming they bring Dante Fowler back, I don't know why they wouldn't. They just have to look at his salary cap number. But those are the kind of guys that I think would fit. Hassan Reddick, okay, going to cost a lot of money most likely. It's amazing. Hassan Reddick, the former first-rounder for the Cardinals, you could have got him for nothing headed to last season. Chandler Jones gets hurt. He has to wind up starting. He has 12 and a half sacks. So, to me, the guys like Tyus Bowden, Marcus Golden, Kyler Fackrell, by the way, from the Giants, formerly of the Packers, he's another guy should be a bargain. These are some of the guys who would fit the scheme pretty well.
Yeah, and the names are interesting to hear from Adam Kaplan for sure, but I think the Hassan Reddick example from last offseason is kind of more what I'm focused on, which is you got to find guys that a team is going to be available that other teams aren't going to be outbidding you for, that you can have come in and turn into somebody who's going to be a big-time guy on the market eventually. You got to find diamonds in the rough, essentially.
Yes, that's the thing about it is, and, you know, the situation of pass rusher is becoming more and more valuable outside of the price tag that they get. You know, I mean, you can never have enough pass rushers with so much sub-package and everything. And, I mean, that's the way you're going to go if you're the Falcons. You're going to be bargain shopping no matter what.
Yep.
You know, and so – I mean, once they get this whole cap situation, I think we'll have a better outlook on what they're going to do. But right now, I mean, their main focus has to be getting under the cap, not finding pass rushers. They got to get their pockets right.
Yeah, you got to get some money before you can spend it.
And before you can spend it. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of those guys that it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be harder on veteran guys who are basically banking on themselves. That's why we talk about the one-year deals are going to be so prevalent this year. And if I was in a lot of these guys' situation, I would probably take a one-year deal too, depending on where I was in my career. Because, you know, it's hard for me to tell a guy in his first year of free agency to take a one-year deal. Mm-hmm. You know, and the Leonard Floyd thing, I know he's a dog and everything. I can't trust the fact that another pass rusher coming from the presence that had that had Aaron Donald on it. The Falcons just went through that.
I can't jump on that.
I'm sorry. I can't jump on that.
No, I'm with you. Now, as for trying to get some money to spend, the Steelers did yesterday. They were able to renegotiate Ben Roethlisberger's contract, save themselves about $15 million against the cap this coming season. Hopefully the Falcons are going to be able to do something similar. Again, they've got 12 days before the new league year starts on March 17th to convert some of Matt Ryan's contract into signing bonus money, maybe save themselves about $15 million this year there. Convert Julio Jones' contract into signing bonus money, save themselves maybe about $10 million there. You could do the same thing with a couple of other guys that are on long-term deals right now with the Falcons. And if you do all that, then you're going to find yourself with a little bit of money to spend.
Yeah.
It's also good for these guys, isn't it? Like, they get all that money right then, don't
Hell
they?
Hell yeah.
You convert it to signing bonus money, Julio Jones gets a check for like $15 million.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the thing about restructuring is, as long as I lose no money, let's do this.
Right.
I'm cool with it, but I'm not like the situation Big Ben's in. I ain't taking no haircut, but I understand why he did it. But I understand why he did it. You know, but no, let me get mine right there. The biggest issue with the Falcons is because it's a new regime. And like you said, kicking that can down the road will eventually come back and get you. It's not about if, it's when it happens. And so when you look at that from that standpoint, that just solidifies the fact that your quarterback could be here at least two more years.
Yep.
Julio Jones will be here a couple more years if they decide to do this. But as we're saying this, they could find creative ways to do it. There are so many creative ways that we probably never even heard of that these guys are experts at in how to get up on their cap. So I just sit and wait.
I mean, spreading it out is definitely a big part of it. If they're not here, I mean, you know, you have to pay the money. You just have dead cap. Like, the Rams right now are paying three different guys not to be on there. Yep. Todd Gurley, they're paying him for a couple more years, at least paying cap hit on him. Jared Goff, Brandon Cooks. The Eagles are going to be paying cap money against Carson Wentz for the next couple years. It's not good. It's not good when you're paying someone to not play for you. Hopefully the Falcons can avoid that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a what if. Handful of different what if. You want to just do it?
I love me some Faith, though. Love Faith. Love Faith.
Great song. Yeah. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Who is this?
This is Third Eye Blind. Third Eye Blind here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Happy Hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. There it is.
Yeah. I mean, I know the song.
All the hits from 1997.
Yeah, no, we ain't listening to this right around Peach County.
I understand that.
Yeah,
we listened to this a lot in seventh grade. It's a very big song in seventh grade. And this is a great example of a song that can get away with lyrics about whatever they want if it's catchy, because this song's really catchy. This is a song about doing crystal meth.
Really?
Like, yeah, that's what it's about.
I know that.
It's about doing crystal meth and being kind of like a bad boyfriend. Like, that's what it's about. I didn't know that until recently. I was like, oh, wow, he's talking about doing drugs. That's not good. I was 13-year-old Andy hanging out on the playground singing about drugs. Had no idea what I was talking about. Which is just, me and Wendy were talking about this in the break, because we're playing all the songs from 1997, which is as we do on Happy Hour Fridays, we pick different themes for our bumper music. 1997 is the year you graduated from high school. Me and Wendy were in seventh grade in 97. And the change that takes place among many people between the beginning of middle school and the end of middle school,
dude,
it's probably the biggest change. It's
no doubt about it, dude.
But not everybody does. You know what I mean? Like, I just remember going from seventh to eighth grade, and I pretty much the same. I don't know. Didn't grow a lot. Pretty much had the same haircut. All I wanted to do was talk about Ken Griffey Jr. and Gary Payton. And you show up to the first day of eighth grade, and these girls who you had been in class with, were women. And
yeah, man.
They have different interests.
That growth spurt over the seventh grade summer for eighth grade for girls. Yeah, man. I remember coming to eighth grade like, damn.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, all right.
When you
but I'm still a boy. What's happening here?
You was drinking your milk.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, dog.
Anyway. I remember that summer coming back eighth grade. Like, damn. Yeah. But the best is like ninth grade though, because now them some women.
Yeah, I mean, seniors in high school versus freshmen in high school.
Yeah.
It's crazy that we put all these people in this, and I get it. It's been happening forever. But thinking back on it, it's like I was just very unprepared for some of the grown-up activity that takes place in middle schools and then especially in high schools. Like, you're a kid, and then there's these grown-ups doing grown-up stuff. Anyway, you figure it out, you deal with it. We'll get to the Wendy Zone coming up in about 15 minutes. We would love it if you'd tweet us pictures of whatever it is that you're – maybe people aren't drinking today. I don't know. Haven't gotten a lot of tweets about what people are drinking today. Did just get a really good text from my wife, though. This is the text that you want to see on a Friday like this. Rough day today. Really going to need some beers later.
Hell yeah.
Yes, absolutely. That means she's leaning into the brewery tour this afternoon. All right, let's get to What If.
Hell yeah.
It's time for What If on Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You want to go first or me?
I got it.
Okay.
Well, let me get my paper
ready.
Ready? I'm ready now. Here we go. All right, what if the Hawks get to the first round of the playoffs and lose? Does Nate continue to be the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks?
I think Nate will have a really good chance of being the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. Yeah, like he'll be a part of the interview process. You know what I mean? I still think that they're going to look at other people, though. Like, I think that some of the guys that are going to be available this offseason, they're just going to – like Kenny Atkinson, he was in Brooklyn before. It did a pretty good job. He was on Bud's staff here in Atlanta. I mean, he was a hot coach a couple years ago and got let go in Brooklyn because he just kind of didn't want to do or wasn't the favorite of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Jason Kidd is a name that's going to be available this offseason. I know Trae Young is really fond of him. And, I mean, ultimately, I think it's going to come down to –
would Jason Kidd come to Atlanta?
I think he would.
You think – okay.
Yeah, I think he would. I think that's possible. I don't know. I mean, is that something that you would want? Like, do you want Jason Kidd to be the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks? I think he would.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, if they make the playoffs, that would mean that they'd, you know, their second half record would have to be really good and that Nate would have to have done a good job. But I think the most important thing is going to be, and we talked a lot about this yesterday, actually, on the Facebook Live show, me and Mike and Jason Longshore, is like, if you're splitting it up between percentages, what percentage of Nate McMillan's future with the Hawks is about the games he wins in the second half of the season? And what percentage of Nate McMillan's future with the Hawks is about the relationship that he continues to develop with Trae Young? Because I think it's like 50-50.
I think it's at 50-50 right now also. So, yeah. I mean, that'll be an interesting dynamic about how this goes.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
That relationship has to be really strong if Trae likes him. Exactly. Yeah. If Trae likes him and likes playing for him for the rest of the year and it works out and they win some games, then, yeah, then I think there's a pretty good chance Nate will be back. If either one of those two things doesn't happen, then I think they'll probably go in a different direction. And even if it does happen, I think they might go in a different direction. It's possible. I don't think there's anything guaranteed about Nate McMillan's future with the Hawks. That's how I'll put that. What if Luka Doncic wins the All-Star Game MVP in Atlanta this weekend?
That'd be so Atlanta. It'd be so Atlanta.
It almost feels inevitable,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It does. That'd be so Atlanta if Luka comes in this thing and wins it. I mean, that'd be, yeah, man.
With no Hawks even in. Now, to be fair, DeAndre Hunter was named to the sophomore team, but that game isn't going to happen, and obviously he wouldn't be able to participate in it anyway because he's injured. But DeAndre Hunter was honored as one of the best rookies or sophomores in the NBA, so that's good. At least you got somebody on one of the teams, but yeah. Like, I would almost bet money that Luka will win the MVP this weekend.
Don't do that, man.
It's going to happen.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. What if the Falcons decide that Jake Matthews is that move?
I wouldn't be that surprised.
Now before we go, okay, he has a cap of 20 million and a dead of 18.
Right. And I would assume that if you're to cut someone like that, you can get creative with the cap and somehow spread it out or whatever. Like, it just, the general managers have these secrets of moving this money around.
They know
that,
how to do
that
it.
We don't understand until they do it.
Right.
But yeah, when you said, I think you said that on Tuesday or Wednesday, you said, don't be surprised if next week there's a eyebrow raiser of a cut from the Atlanta Falcons, because that's sort of the rumor that's circulating around NFL insiders is that next week is going to be pretty crazy. One coach said it was going to be a massacre next week in terms of guys that are getting cut. If there's going to be a guy that's going to cost the Falcons money to move on from, it wouldn't shock me if it was Jake Matthews.
Okay.
Because he's the least talented of all those
guys.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And when
he's not been getting better. And why would you think that he's going to get better at this point? He's had a couple down years over the last couple of years.
If this happens, do they take the tackle at 4?
It makes it more likely, but they can move back and get another.
There's like 3 really good tackles in this.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. That's kind of the thing we were talking about with Baldy earlier in the week is, you could take Penny Sewell at number 4, or you could trade back and get someone who's similarly talented in the middle of the first round. I was reading about the tackle talent in this draft. They kind of have like the first 5 or 6 guys rated pretty similar.
They're pretty solid, yeah.
It depends on who you talk to. Like, some people really think Penny Sewell is going to be that guy, but other people are like, you could get the 4th or 5th or 6th best guy and still have a pretty talented player. Okay, what would you do? What if you got picked last for the All-Star game like Rudy Gobert did?
I go play, that's what I'm saying.
Play,
like, but the thing about it is like the most of the time, the people that roast you ain't never been to an NBA All-Star game in their life.
most people haven't been to an NBA All-Star game, and that's how I live. That's
one reason why I live my life. I don't take stuff personal a lot of times when people who ain't never done what I've done try to talk trash. Like, you don't shut your damn middle school center body down somewhere. Like, what you done?
It helps to have done something.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, you don't go somewhere over there, man.
All right, let me ask you this then, because that's kind of what I thought you would say. If we had a basketball draft at 92.9.
Okay.
What if we had a basketball draft at 92.9? Let me play within the constraints of the rules.
Okay.
Who are the captains?
Okay.
Who gets picked first and who gets picked last?
This is like producers,
everybody. Employees of 92.9, people that the listeners would know who they are. Like, don't pick somebody nobody's ever heard of.
So the captains would probably be, Mike and Carl would probably be the captains.
Okay, I can live with that.
Oh, I'd definitely be the first pick. Because I ain't as athletic as I was, but I'm the most athletic of all of us.
And you're still tall.
And I'm still tall.
Yeah. Can you shoot? Yeah. Are you a good shooter?
I can shoot it. I'm streaky. I'm streaky with it.
Okay.
I'm streaky with it. The last pick, damn, Fricky. I think Chuckery get picked before Fricky. Yeah.
Oh, man. Chuckery looks like one of those put your left arm up in the air while you dribble with your right arm guy to kind of keep your balance. Like, he looks like he really has to focus to dribble and not double dribble.
Yeah,
no offense to Chuckery, but it doesn't look like he's got a handle on him. That's what I mean by that.
Okay. I got this. I have a question similar to that.
Okay.
What if there was a 5 event? Hold on, I got it. Okay. What if the producers of the top of our shows?
Okay.
Did an ultimate challenge, like as far as racing, like a field day event.
Okay, yeah.
Wendy and Brian would win running away. Because you got Orin and Abe, you got Bo and what's
the guy who called you a fraud.
What's his name?
Chris. His name's Chris.
Chris, yeah. Chris and Bo. Mm-hmm. Who you taking?
And you got Jarvis at night. Don't forget about Jarvis.
But Jarvis by himself, so who you going to put with Jarvis?
Yeah.
We'll put Jarvis and Kenny Roundtree.
Okay, put those two
put
together.
Put Jarvis and Kenny together.
What are the events? It matters what the events are.
What's the young lady's name? Naya?
Uh-huh.
Naya and Jahi.
Okay. What are the events? Like, what are the 5 events?
Okay, like a sack race.
Okay.
3-legged race.
Okay.
The egg race.
Okay.
What is another one? What's another good one?
Yeah, I mean, if these are what the events are, it's absolutely Brian and Wendy without question. Like, because a lot of it just has to do with teamwork.
Yeah.
And Brian and Wendy like each other.
Exactly. So I'm thinking our crew win this going away.
Oh, yeah. Brian and Wendy would crush. And here's the other thing, too. Like, if you had to split off and do different stuff. Like, Brian, very athletic, very strong, could take care of some of those types of events. Wendy's probably in the best shape of anyone at the radio station.
Probably.
Like, Wendy gets up at 4:30 in the morning and goes and does, like, insanity workouts every single day with red heat lamps on her. Like, Wendy's in better shape than everyone. Wendy's got like an 8-pack. Okay.
Yeah, and the thing about Wendy that Wendy competitive as hell.
Oh yeah. Also, Wendy wants to destroy.
Yeah, like
everyone.
Wendy is a juggler. Go for it.
Between the 4 of us, we by far have the most athletic show.
No doubt.
Not even close.
No doubt.
This is so long as we got that understood.
We get freaking head start.
All right, we'll come. Speaking of Wendy, we'll come back and get to the Wendy Zone. 11:40 every single day. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady. All right.
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you're not hungry, you become average.
Brought to you by Hoots Wings. Time for Hoots Wings lunch hour, chicken wings and other things. Take out a delivery available online at hootswings.com. It's time for the Wendy Zone. Hello, Wendy!
You guys, we would absolutely dominate a 92.9 The Game field day. I'm just saying that right now.
She's real hyped, y'all.
Yeah, she is.
I'm ready to go now. I wish we had an event or...
Yeah,
who would you take the most pleasure in dominating, Wendy? Like, who's the person that you would most enjoy beating?
Everybody. No, it's not just... I don't even think it's just one person. I mean, it's just fun to watch everybody lose because you always want to be a winner.
Uh-huh. I agree.
I mean, second place is first loser.
Because right. I think the cooperation between the two, you and Brian would have the best. Orn and A would be fussing. Because Abe would think he wanted to do all.
Which team would be fussing the most?
Orn and Abe would be fussing the most.
You think so?
You think?
Yeah.
You really
I think so? I do.
I don't know Chris that well.
I don't know Christian that well, but I know Bo.
Bo's pretty fussy.
I know Squid, and he's fussy.
Fussy dude.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, y'all got that.
But as y'all a show, which show would have the hardest time collectively finishing a field day?
Fricky, because he's old.
Frick, I think Hugh could put Fricky on his back.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Sort of
not little Hugh, big Hugh. Yeah, not this Hugh. Hugh can't carry Fricky around.
I think he probably still could. Hugh's still pretty strong.
I don't know, he did lose 50 pounds. Like but. I said, we make fun of Fricky, but you know how we love us some John Fricky. Fricky ain't no little dude now.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, Fricky about 6'1", 6'2"?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
Fricky. He probably used to be 6'4".
Come on, man.
If we had individual events, which individual would come in last?
Come on, man.
If we did the beer mile, let's say we did a beer mile, but you want to win it, right? Which person, which individual would come in last in a beer mile?
I don't think Carl Dukes is doing a beer mile very fast. I don't think speed's the play there. Yeah. So maybe.
Randy, do you have an answer?
I don't even know what to say about that, dude.
John Chuckery might not be running a beer mile.
Chuckery might be last. Chuck might be last, man. Yeah, Chuck gonna be last.
All right.
Yeah.
So before we get into any sports stories, we're doing songs from the year that Randy graduated high school, which is 1997. And when I looked at the song list of 1997, I wanted to play the song that reminded me, because I was in middle school then, of 1997 for me. And I just want to know what Randy was doing when this song, or he heard this song in 1997.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Randy, I'll tell you what I was doing, then I want to know what you were doing.
Okay,
I was enjoying skate night.
That skate night?
With some of my girls and the guy standing in the corner.
I put your hand up on my, when I dip, you dip, we. Okay, now, this is what, I'll tell you what I was doing.
Okay.
When it was, when this came out, and what I was doing was I was in the campus party, because even though I graduated in 97, my first year at Georgia was in 97. And I used to be at Memorial Hall, Andy. And I'm talking about, you know, because they used to drop it then, Andy. And you know when you be all the way on the ground and you put both your hands behind your back.
Wait,
and
what?
you do that hip thrust.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my move right there, Bunk.
They had to outlaw that at my high school. They said nobody can get vertical.
Hey, that was Memorial Hall and Tate Center. That was my move right there, dog. And I'm talking about it worked every time, too.
Randy, can you recreate that and post it?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty simple move. Like, you lay on the ground, hands behind your head.
Hey, not with these weak ass collarbones I got now. I can't do it. But boy, Andy, I'm talking about come out that thing just dripping in sweat.
I believe it.
That's what we used to do. And then we used to, as football players, we used to do the dumbest thing. So, like, when the frats used to go through there with their little line dance, oh, we used to just break it up all the time.
Just trying to mess with their line dance.
Yeah, we would. It would be unfair to them,
because
them dudes were cool. They were cool cats, man. Yeah. But we just felt like we ran everything on campus. But yeah, that dance right there, man, when that one came out, And I'm talking about, dude, just had, that's when my hips and joints were loose too. Yeah. And ain't he go talk to the girl. I just go stand in front of him and drop it, just do it in front of him. That was my convincing. That was my convincing mechanism.
Yeah, that's a pickup line right there.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that happened, Randy. Yes, I would still love to see what it would look like today.
Nothing worse, though, than getting really sweaty in jeans. Like, it's worth it at the time because it's fun, all that. You're dancing. But, like, afterwards, especially if you're outside and it's cold, like you're in sweaty jeans, that's the worst. A very uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah, it is.
So I believe what Randy did, what I don't believe, or maybe kind of believe in, UFOs. You guys believe in UFOs?
I do. Hell, I believe in UFOs.
Hell no.
You do.
No.
Randy does not.
I think they exist.
Baker Mayfield, big UFO believer. So he sent out the following tweet. He said, almost 100% M, who is his girlfriend, and I just saw a UFO drop straight out of the sky on our way home from dinner. We stopped and looked at each other and asked if either of us saw it. Very bright ball of light going straight down into the sky towards Lake Travis. This is over in Texas. Anybody else witness this? So that was a tweet Baker Mayfield sent. And one of Baker Mayfield's big supporters, Colin Cowherd, who I can't stand, of Fox Sports, decided to talk about Baker Mayfield's tweet because he couldn't help himself. And this is what Colin Cowherd had to say.
He went out with his beautiful wife. I'm sure they had some margaritas. Austin, Texas is a fun town. And on Twitter, Baker Mayfield announced, I just saw a UFO diving down near Lake Travis. To that, I would say this is, I would prefer, of all the qualities of franchise quarterbacks, I want to know your arm. Are you good pre-snap? Are you mobile? The ability to see UFOs in the offseason is nowhere near my not top 10 qualifications. Joe Montana, Troy Aikman, Terry Bradshaw, Tom Brady have never seen aliens. I would prefer my guys don't talk about it. But in fairness, Aaron Rodgers also admits he's seen a UFO and he did win a Super Bowl.
All right, for future references, don't ever play him again. I can't stand
Randy. I didn't want to. And I didn't want to.
Is there anybody? I mean, I can't knock it. The man is hell of he's a hell of a radio host. I mean, I'll never take anything away.
He's a really good radio.
He's really good.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah,
but he's very talented.
But yeah, I mean, he just gets on my nerves with Baker. I don't know who it's worse, him and Baker, John Wall and his little thing against them. Or the guy,
Skip and
LeBron. Yeah, him and LeBron. Yeah. Both, and whenever they talk about those things, it's like nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah, you might as well just tune it out.
You might as well just turn it down.
At this point, they're just coming up with new ridiculous ways to further that bit. And I think that's what that was.
That's all it was.
And, you know, I don't know that I believe in UFOs. Like, I don't know if aliens have flown to our planet to try to spy on us or anything. But I think there's aliens out there. There's infinite galaxies. There's got to be something else out there that exists. I just don't know that they've got the technology to create a flying saucer to come visit us here on Earth. That's where I'm at with aliens.
By the way, clarify. Colin Cowherd saying Tom Brady was one of those guys that don't talk about seeing UFOs. Tom Brady did respond. He said, "How do you know I've never seen aliens, Colin? So take that, Colin."
There you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it,
Cowherd.
Put that
in your pipe and smoke it, Cowherd.
Ooh, Cowherd.
Yeah, that was my boy Campbell's name for him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Randy.
I'm talking about, and knees are springy too, dog. That's when I had two ACLs.
1997, Randy had two ACLs.
Good old days. I had two ACLs.
Not one of them. I got a new one, but yeah, I had the two original ACLs, Andy.
Where'd they get the new one from?
I took it out of here, somewhere in here. Yeah, man. I had two healthy
ACLs. We need Sports Jeopardy questions really bad. Send them to Wendy at Wendy Radio on Instagram or Twitter. Direct message with the answer. Don't be a creep. Sports Jeopardy like an hour away. We really, really need your Sports Jeopardy questions. We'll come back and get to the most important audio in the world here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.